Hello and welcome to God's Word. That's right. And today's message is called Truth. God's Word better be about truth. Otherwise, we're all in trouble. First verse today will be John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, John chapter 1, 1 through 14, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Now I ask you, how do we handle the true Word of God, the truth? We testify to it. We testify like in court. "Yes, this Word is true, and I follow it, and so should you." We do this for the purpose of teaching, fellowship, and complete joy for you and us. Truth is light. Darkness is lies. Darkness is deceit. Darkness is void of truth, and darkness is without the Word. First John chapter 1, the entire chapter. First John chapter 1, the entire chapter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. In John chapter 8, verse 32, we find out the truth will set you free. Yes, in John chapter 8, verse 32, it says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." 2 Corinthians 13:8 says we can do nothing against the truth. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. Yes, we are limited what we can do. Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. The Sadducees and the Pharisees had evil in their hearts. There is no way that they were going to allow Jesus to win. There is no other way that any of God's commands can be meaningfully followed but to have a right heart. God says in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, God talks with the Sadducees and Pharisees in Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 through 40, when he says, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question,
"Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?"
Jesus replied,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
We find later in the back of the book, in the very, very back of the book, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, that if we add to or delete from the word of prophecy and thus make it untrue, God will delete us from heaven. Hold fast to what is true. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. Those are pretty powerful words. I don't want the plagues described in the book of Revelation. And boy, I definitely do not want to have God take away my share in the tree of life and in the holy city. Hold fast to what is true. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 through 23, we find no lie comes from the truth. No one who denies the Son has the Father. In 1 John chapter 2, 20 to 23, it says, "But you have an anointed from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. It is great joy when other believers testify about your faithfulness to the truth. 3 John 1 verse 3. 3 John 1 verse 3 says, "It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it." Sanctify them by the truth. Jesus is speaking to the apostles. Is the word we speak about the Father, about Christ, and about the Holy Spirit from the true word of God? If your word is not from the word of God, then you are teaching lies. If what you say is not found in God's word, how can it be of any use for salvation, for Christian living, or, most importantly, for getting us and others to heaven? John 17:17. Yes, it is John 17:17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. If we follow the truth until we die, we will receive the victor's crown, or as the King James Version puts it, the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown." I will give you life as your victor's crown. As we discussed last week, there's a true path to get there. Faith, belief, confession of your faith to others, baptism, and as we just looked at, being faithful even to the point of death. And God says he will give you life as your victor's crown. Today, I challenge you to look at what you're teaching. Find it in the Bible. Know that you are testifying about what is right, and that you are not, as they say, in the legal court business that you are not perjuring God's word, which means you are telling a falsehood, that you are lying. God's word is truth. God's people need to handle that truth for the right purpose. In 2 Peter 3:9, part of that verse says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If we are rightly dividing the word of truth, then we will be helping others to come to repentance. We will be doing God's will. The truth is there for a reason. The truth is there so that we can be saved, and so our children and our neighbors and all that are afar off can be saved. Have you checked your biblical facts to make sure they're biblical? Myself, I have an aversion to some of the things that are so common, but so wrong. The Bible does not teach that Adam and Eve ate of an apple. The Bible does not teach that Jonah was swallowed by a whale, but a great fish. And the fruit was the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And many people today will tell you that money is the root of all evil, because they seem to forget the first few words that are the love of money is the root of all evil. Many times today we hear stories that are supposedly from the Bible, but the facts are missing. The truth is not there. Is it easier to say it was a whale? Is it easier to say it was an apple? Sure. But is it accurate? I don't know whether it makes that much of a difference, except that any time we are not following the truth of the Bible when we are teaching the Bible, then we are allowing the darkness to come in and to get a foothold. We need to be careful about what we teach. And one of the things that I got taught, I guess, I don't know if that's really the right way of putting it, but one of the things that I learned early on in my preaching ministry was to make sure that I have you, the listening audience, check what I am saying. I will not purposely lead you astray. But you know, like you, I am human. I make mistakes. I don't like thinking about that. I don't like thinking about the fact that I make mistakes, so I may have taught something wrong. That's why I ask you to look it up. That's why I repeat the verse twice. Repeat the location of the verse twice, so that you have a chance to follow along. We are to go into all the world and teach the gospel. But when we teach the gospel, we need to make sure it is the truth. We talked about baptism last week. And when Philip was teaching the eunuch in Acts chapter 8, it says that he started to teach from the scripture he was reading and taught him the gospel of Christ. He would have taught him with that same Bible so he could see. I can't show you a Bible. It doesn't fit over the airways. So I hope you're reading one, you're following along, and that you can see why we're bringing forth these messages and bringing forth a message about truth and how important it is. And how, when it says that no lie comes from the truth, thus, if what you're saying is not in the Bible, then you're destroying the truth that you were teaching. We can't add or delete from prophecy, and it's very clear that we can't add or delete from the entire scriptures. We have to teach the truth. The same way those in 1 John felt about it when they said that they could, that they were bringing forth what they'd seen, what they'd heard, and that they would testify to it. You see, we need to have the idea of bringing forth truth, bringing forth the light, has to be in our hearts. It has to be something that we do automatically, that we check what we're saying and make sure that we give those around us the best, proper, truthful information from God's Word. Because if God is not willing that any should perish, why should we? Why should we? We should have a heart to want to make sure nobody perishes. And it says, the truth will set you free. Let us make sure that we are teaching the truth so that we are set free, and so that all that we are teaching are set free. We need to make sure what we are teaching is the truth. Thank you. And we look forward to having you listen to our message again next week.